Vulture decline is the subject of a study published in the peer-reviewed science journal Biological Conservation. Researchers are concerned that if vulture populations wane, animals that fill their place and perform their function will ultimately cause an ecosystem collapse.
When vultures are absent, first thing is that the carcasses will stay out in the environment much longer. When they do, then other animals are going to start taking advantage of that resource.
Evan Beakley is a PhD candidate in the biology department at the University of Utah and one of the authors of The Avian Scavenger Crisis, Looming Extinctions, Trophic Cascades, and Loss of Critical Ecosystem Functions.
For example, you have many more flies that reproduce in carcasses by laying maggots. So you'll have a lot more flies, which from a human's perspective is not good. You'll also have other species of facultative scavengers like dogs, crows, and ravens. Their populations will increase because there's all this increased availability of food. When those populations increase, they can cause trophic cascades in ecosystems.
The main reason for vulture decline, Beakley says, is human influences. One example is Utah's California condor is dying from lead poisoning after ingesting bullet fragments found in mule deer and elk. Chon Shekergiolu, a University of Utah biology professor and co-author of the study, says as vultures die, facultative scavengers work to fill this void.
We are very worried that this decline will lead to an increase in feral dogs, which will lead to an increase in rabies and human deaths from rabies. So that's why birds matter.
So how do we stop this vulture decline? Well, Beakley says, since there's a lot of negativity associated with vultures, people need to change their perception and realize how valuable they are to society. After all, they play a crucial role in environmental cleanup. With Utah Public Radio News, I'm Katie Pikus.